God of heaven, in writing his holy word, set forth for us a number of ways in which he teaches. And as he does that, I believe that he wanted us to have a growth in our relationship with him. For example, in regard to the God of heaven, he tells those people of the Jewish order of that Old Testament time, and those things written before time were written for our learning, that there was a time coming in which the flood would occur on the earth. As a result of that, it took those who were not in the ark, safe there from the flood waters, it took their lives. God intended that they get into the ark. Noah, it is noted, preach the gospel of the word of God. Preach the good news of his word. He preached 120 years of time, apparently. But whatever he preached in regard to that time was unheeded by other than his family. But you know, Brother Guy in Wood said one time, Noah should be criticized about that, because if everybody had reached their own family, it would have been a whole lot more people on that ark. But they did not have that to happen. But he reached his family, and as a result of his three sons and their wives and his husband and wife relationship he had, he was able to spare that particular group of folks. When you and I look in the Bible and we see things like the commands of the Lord for our lives, and we see a relationship attached to it, we can really sense the fact that we want to be a part of obeying God, following his will. On the other hand, if we lack seeing that, that's what the preaching and teaching of the gospel in Bible classes and discussion of these things in personal home studies and the like bring to our hearts and bring to our minds. For example, in Matthew 6 at 33, what did Jesus say? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things that he just talked about, food, clothes, and shelter, will be added unto you. We will have blessings of God in our daily walk of life. Contend upon the idea, seeking first the kingdom of God, his righteousness. That brings a relationship to him, and of him we find wonderful blessings that are forthcoming to us if we do that sort of thing. In Matthew 18 at verse 22, Jesus is talking to Simon Peter, who raises the question, how oft shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till seven times? Jesus replies to him something that no doubt, and we would say in our day and time, blew his mind. Something that was really unusual. He would never have thought this would have been the reply. I say not unto thee the seven times, Simon, but unto 70 times 7. The idea of this being an endless number. You know how quickly we can forget somebody walking by. We're counting something. If we're counting up to 10 or 12 or 20. And they come by and say, what are you doing? Well, you have to start again our count. Because we kind of got to remember where we were in that count. He is out here saying, till 70 times. This is the work that the forgiveness is to being done. And closes out that 18th chapter of Matthew at verse 35 by saying, if you do not from your heart forgive those who trespass against you, neither will your Father in heaven forgive you your trespasses. The fact that we sin against others and hurt others should not be held within us as a semblance of hatred and resistance and against somebody because they have made mistakes our way, they have falsely done things our way. We are to be people willing to forgive and willing to forgive in such a measure that we find ourselves going without count to the number of times. This is a way of relationship with God. For that verse there, Matthew 18:35, if you do not from your heart, not just saying it, not just saying, okay, I'll just let it go. God doesn't want me to hold it, and I'll just let it go. The idea of it from your heart, forgive those who trespass against you. Neither will your Father in heaven forgive you your trespasses. It's important for us to forgive others as we go about our daily walk of life. How will we be people who do this sort of thing in life? Seek first the kingdom of God. How will we be people who are actually forgiving of others? As I was growing up in the Nile congregation, we were meeting on Friday nights. We had a cow milking a group of people that way for Louvale Milk Company. And they were busy during the course of the week's time, but they wanted to study the scripture. And so they figured a time in which they could study the scripture, and Friday night was a time. I did some of my very first preaching on Friday evenings at that particular meeting time. And as a result of that, got opportunities to go a lot of other places around there, Carthage and Philadelphia and Canton and all, Durant, all around there to preach and teach on the Sunday times, but other times. And the occasion was good on that Friday night. But my mom and dad realized and taught me that when I got away from home, it very well might be that there's another night of the week that Bible study is being done. And this is what it means to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Seek to know what is being said by God. Seek to have that explanation being done. Understand it and accept it and put it into practice in your daily walk of life by being present. Do not in that way forsake that assembly together. Because that assembly is for a purpose of helping you. It's God's intent that not everything in His Word of 66 books in the Scripture be understood and be practiced in one hearing, one day. But over a period of time, more information would be given and more help would be rendered to that individual in life. And so when I moved out of the house there and went to Fried Hardeman in 1965, the summertime of 65, when it was announced that there were services for Bible classes on Wednesday night at the Henderson congregation just up the street there, what did I do? If I were going to put first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, as I had been taught, I was going to find a way not to excuse myself because it was a different night of the week than I was used to. I was used to Friday nights, but not Wednesday night. But Wednesday night was the time that they were doing that. So the opportunity was to go there and be a part of that. Immeasurable amounts of study were done there in those particular classes next to the college campus. And points and principles that I learned there I've used all through these some 50 years of preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ in various other places too. Because of what I heard some man say, some lady question, some information given by young people in a class. Things like that would occur that I wouldn't have thought about, wouldn't have heard of, and likely never would have for some of those things to be done. It compelled me to remember that putting first the kingdom of God was in order. Later on, when I was preaching at Ruleville, Mississippi, and down that way, George Bailey, who for years was the speaker on the Herald of Truth radio broadcast out of Texas, he came to Indianola, Mississippi. Brother Paul was there preaching at the time. And they invited him to come, and he came there to do a little meeting time. And I couldn't go to the other meeting occasions with all the Bible studies that were going on, that I had going on at the time. But there was a day in which, a Thursday, that we could go down and meet up with a preacher's meeting there, have lunch with them. But more than that, we could hear Brother Baxter preach and teach the gospel to us on that day. I likened that to a providential thing. I decided that I was tired during the week. I wouldn't go during that week of time. I just let that go on by. But the more that it came about, the more it was there, things began to work out in order. And I was able to get away from home and go down that way to Indianola. And there I did. There I was. And there were preachers all over the Delta. We were 40 miles apart virtually everywhere in the Delta from congregations and meeting places. So it was good to have the preachers there together. We hadn't seen one another from Rolling Fork, a long distance away from Ruleville, and up in Clarksdale is another long distance. But they were all there. And they were listening to, and I heard Brother Bailey preach something that I have used But I've not heard it preached in gospel meetings in other places, and I've listened to a lot of gospel meetings. I had a lot of students record meetings that they went to and give me copies of it. I've never heard anybody else preach in regard to God's blessings in life and how that the Lord is responsible for good things that come from heaven above. When he mentioned about Deuteronomy 8 and 18, it is the Lord that gives unto men the ability to make great wealth. Who does the ability to make wealth? The Lord gives unto men the ability to make great wealth. In the writing to Samuel, 1 Samuel 12, he mentions the fact that God said that I advanced Moses and Aaron. They didn't advance themselves. They were not in that situation where they decided what to do and where to go and what to say. God said, I advanced Moses and Aaron. And then he used that passage in James in reference to every good and every perfect gift cometh down from where? From above. Every good and every perfect gift comes down from above. From God, who's the Father of light, in whom there is no shadow cast by his turning. In other words, as God goes about his work and labor, he's not just excited about the one he's looking at and he turns a shadow to them as he turns to someone else. He is capable of giving his light to everyone at every time. And every good and every perfect gift comes down from above. I don't know where I would be today in preaching and teaching the gospel and helping brethren to really appreciate that great love of the Lord. I preached this in a gospel meeting up at the Getwell Church just a few years ago, about 4 years ago, when I was up there to a gospel meeting that time. And I had older brethren that had heard every kind of sermon in the Getwell Church tell me they had never heard a lesson on that particular set of verses. Never heard those verses preached. Turned in their Bible to them and looked at them and said, I've never seen that. They were thankful for it. I think it helped. I think it helped. It sure helped me. And in that regard, I went back to the idea of what Mom and Dad told me. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Here was opportunity to hear a gifted man, a good man, a teaching man. Here was opportunity to rehearse and discuss with him these things. That if I had missed that, I would not have been able to speak it, teach it, carry it on through all these many years now. I thank God for that knowledge, for that information, for the use of those verses in that way. Let us be people then who follow the ways and things of God. And one of the things that we can do, if you would, in this series I've asked people to open their Bible and look in Philippians chapter 4 and verse number 8. He starts out with a very unusual kind of word. Finally, brethren, whatsoever. Whatsoever things are true. Whatsoever things are honest. I won't say them all again, but I will talk about the theme of it. What things are true and honest and just and pure? Whatsoever things are lovely, of good report. If there be any virtue, any strength in the thing that you're talking about. And if there be any praise are given toward that. Think on these things. Those things, he says, which ye have both learned and received and heard. We studied that word received in our Wednesday night men's Bible class. And there are two different words that are used for receive. One, receive just in the sense of, yes, I hear it, and I'm in the house hearing it, and yeah, I hear it. No retaining of it, no real dedication to it. But the other receive is the idea of I received it and I began to experiment with it. I began to practice what the Lord said. I received it in such a way that I'm using it in my daily walk of life. What does he say about this? He says, these things you've received, learned, and received, and heard, and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. How do we want to have God with us from day to day? How's that relationship with God meaningful and significant and helpful to me and to you? Think, he says, on these things. Think on things that are true, things that are honest, things that are just, things that are pure, things that are lovely, of good report. Think on these things. And these things are the things that I taught you and you learned. You received them and you heard them and you've seen in me my example of life. Do those things yourself. And who will abide with you? I'll be gone someday. Paul recognized that would be the case in the first chapter of Philippians. My time of departure will come about. I'll be gone. To be with you is far better. Far better, no. Far better is to be with the Lord. But to be with you is necessary. A teacher teaching God's word, giving it to those who would take advantage of putting first the message of the kingdom of God. As they would do that, they would learn to see his example. They would hold the idea that he taught them. And if they did those things, the God of peace would be with them. He assures them. We sang a song a few minutes ago about the promise of God, how the promise of God is one thing that really encourages us. It excites us. It gives us a joy within to have a promise of God. We see there about the hope of our salvation, the hope of our being with the Lord. When we cross over to life's other side, we know not what day or hour or time it'll be. I didn't know back a month ago when I fell there. I did not know that I was fixing to fall until I was falling. I had white lights out both sides of my eyes. Just all of a sudden, a flash. And I was going down. I didn't know if that was the time of my departure. I didn't want it to be here. However, there are some faithful brethren I've known back through the years that passed away at a worship service. I mean, there have been some faithful, good people that died at a worship service. And we remember them fondly and remember them well to our congregation. But regardless of that, it was circumstance that they still don't know the answer to. They still don't know why that did that to me, why that sugar spike took place. I'm honoring that by way of eating in a different way and looking at the numbers. They are ideal. And my primary care doctor said if I had everybody have these numbers, I wouldn't have a job. So it's pretty good to say that that's the case for me. But I'm doing that because I was made aware of a problem that was there. Don't know why, but I do know that I do not continue as I was in my practice of life, and that makes a difference with it. Think on things that are of good report. What kind of report do you have in making the decisions that you do in life? The God of peace will continue to be with you if in fact you have that way of life. These principles tonight I hope will be of help to see. We abide with a relationship with God when we seek first the kingdom of God. He assures us these things will be added unto you. Food, clothes, shelter, ways of life from day to day, meeting and making friends and being influential for God's sake. Wonderful way of life to live. And he's saying that this will be with you. God will be with you. All the way to the point about thinking on things that are honest and good report and worthy of praise. Think on these things. When we do that, we'll find that the people that we love in life, the people that we work with in life, that will ask us a question about why do you live the way you do? Why do you talk the way that you talk differently than others? And we'll be able to share with them the reason why. It's not my own volition, it's not my own choice about what I do. It is the choice of God's Word, God's will. This is what He teaches for us to do. For everybody to do. You and me and everybody. And that's the way that we're to live beginning now. Think about your relationship with God. And as we sing this song, if you need to come to Jesus and come be restored to Him or come to Him in obedience to the gospel, please do that. We stand and as we sing together.
Thank you.